the eminent keys the Kashis. But when the Yerushalmi mentions the two other Nafkiminis, the Rav Yo says that if Yeshua and so Mechatrile, Rav Yana says, is not allowed to be Megarasha, since she is in Yidas Rishon Resatzin. So Memeile Mechatrile is not allowed to be Megarasha. But the Emet, Rav Yana is made that it's effective. Whereas Rav Zeir and Rav Mone say that even Mechatrile is allowed to be Megarasha, if Yeshua, if so, she is Yidas Rishon Resatzin. And then the third Nafkemini. So Rav Yana says, itim chomer mitim sheite, so mechatchile, he is not allowed to be migarisha, even beis chalemo, when she is a pikres. But the Eved, Rav Yana is made that she is migarishes. And Rav Zeir and Rav Mone say that if she is itim chomer mitim sheite, so while she is choling, so even mechatchile is allowed to be migarisha. So we have to understand the shite of the Rashi also, what the machlekes is. But the Rav Yo shite is very strange. So, according to the Rashi, so in all there is a machlekes between Rav Yana and Rav Zeire as to whether the Eved, the Gerish, is effective in the three cases or not. But according to Rav Yo, but Lechatchile, even Rav Zeir and Rav Mone are made that he's not allowed to be Megarasha. So in other words, according to the Rash, all the Amroim agree with the Takone of Shulim Nidagum Minegevka. But the Machlekes is the extent of the Takone. So according to Rav Yana, according to the Rash Pshat, the Takone was not only that he's not allowed to be Megarish, a Mishtati, a Sheita, who is in the Das Mishner Satzmo, but that even the Eved is ineffective. And according to Rav Zeir and Rav Mone, the Takonis Rachomim was that he is not allowed to be Megarish, but the Eved it isn't. That's according to the Rash. But according to Rav Yo, it is so strange. So, in regard to the case of Ova Megirish, who are in love, and she is always a sheito. So then the machleket between Rav Yana and Rav Zeir is in regard to the Eved. But Lechatchile, even Rav Zeir and Rav Mone admit that it's also to be Megarish. In connection with the two other cases, where she is yesh lav, or itim cholim vitim sheite, and he wants to be Megarish when she's chaleimo, when she's a pikres, so then even Rav Yana agrees that the Eved is effective. But then the machlekes between Rav Yana and Rav Zeire is on the question as to whether Chatchile he is allowed to be Megarish. So you have to understand, what is it? And why is there a difference, according to Rav Yana, a difference between the case of Ova Megirish? So there, Rav Yana says even the Eved is not Megarish, and the case of Yesh Lahav. So only Chatchile, according to Rav Yana, so is in Megarish. And he's not allowed to be Megarish, but the Eved she is Megarish. Now, we saw that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet as to whether if the woman became Nishtatis and she became Mishner Satzmo, so he's not allowed with the Rabbonon to be Megarish. The question is he Mechuyev Misher Ksus and Merapeso? So the Rambam says no, and the Raivet says yes. It seems to me that the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet in Hilchas Gerush and Perek Yud is litamaya, is lishitosaya of the machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivet in Perek Yud Dalet of Ishes. The Rambam in Perek Yud Dalet of Ishes, Halacha Yud Zayin, says as follows: Ho Isha Shecholso, she became sick. Chayev L'rapis is Rachetavri, that's one of the Tnoi Ksume. That he's mechuyev to be merapi his wife. Ro shachim yoruch v'yachzid mo min harbe v'yirvo v'yomar lo harei ksuvoseich munachas o yiripi atzmich miksuvoseich o yareini migarsheich v'neisin ksuvo v'heileich shemele v'yiro lasis kein v'ni d'achas. So suppose she's so sick and that he cannot cure her in a short time, and that it will take a long, long time to cure her from the sickness, and they'll have to spend a lot of money. We ask the woman how will it fall. So then, Mitzad Adin, the Rambam says, he's allowed to divorce her, but he has to give her exum. But it's not a nice thing. It's not zoris. It's Mitzad Amuser. It's not a thing. The whole asses came with Nidarachas. So as I said last time, it doesn't mean that Mitzad Adin is all right. So then it comes within the union of Midas. So it's Azorius. There is no Kfiyan on Midas. It's a mitzvah, Volachta Bidrochov, Mahu Rachum, Mafadir Rachum. But if somebody is an Amos or Besen, he's not giving to be a Rachum. So the Rambam is also made that it's Nazorius to divorce a wife when she's so sick. That just because he the Chil is Oruch, we have to know. But there is no vice, it's only a minion of Midas. But he's allowed, he's able to divorce her, and Besdin cannot be cave for him not to divorce. The Magen Mishneh mentions Asogis Raivet, that the Raivet is Chelik. So the Rashbo and the Rashbo and the Raivet are Chelik. And the Amasik and Rambam. Because there is a drosh in the Sefri, the Torah says in the Parashah Kiseitze, in connection with the Fasteya, Ve'hoyoyim lichofatz togo, v'shilachto menafsh. So in regard to the Fasteya, the Torah says, v'shilachto menafsh. U'mocher v'isu k'venu v'akosev v'isu samu v'otachat asher v'isu. So the Sefri says, v'shilachto menafsh. What does it mean, shilachto menafsh? You send her for herself. That means that the Torah has reference to a situation where the woman is capable of taking care of herself. Vishilachta nafsha. Milane chimo isochelo. Mamtin lo achata. And the Raivet says that it means im sho isochelo nifeles alamito. There are all kinds of chelim. Sometimes a person suffers from a certain ailment, but he doesn't have to stay in bed. He can walk around, he can work, he can function. And sometimes a person is a chile that is nefel mito. So the Raivet says that this Sifri has reference to a case because there is a gemore tafun alef in Ksubes that if she is a chile, so the husband can give her the ksuvo and he can divorce her. So it's a gemore mefreshes neged this Sifri. So the Raivet says that gemore has reference to a chile that is not the fellas lemito. And the Sifri has reference to a chelo that is nefeles lemito. Vishilachto lenafsho, melamed shimu yisochelo, at mamtin lo achatavri. Va'arize kalmachimel lebnis Yisroel agdeshis. That's the lotion of the Sifri. Va'arize kalmachimel lebnis Yisroel agdeshis. If vis-a-vis Fasteya, who was in Ochris, and was not misgayer b'rtzein latei. So there is aloche, that if she is a chelo, nefeles al mitosu. So then he's not allowed to divorce her until she becomes a brio. So like has come bechamo, this is soy like day cheese, that if she is a chelo, that is nifele salamito, midiraisi is not allowed to divorce her until she is killed. So that's the asoge of the Rashbo and the Raivet against the Rambam. So the Magen Mishneh mentions. So the Magen Mishneh says that the Rambam holds that this is a special Zerzakos of Ligabi Yifasteya. Ligabi Yifasteya. So there the Torah says, the Shilachtu Nafcho, Milamechi Moisochelo, Nifala Salamito, so he's not allowed to divorce her. Masheimke, Ligabe, Enisho, Nisuo, even if she's a Chelo, Nifala Salamito, he's allowed to divorce her. This is what the Magen Mishneh says. So the Kesef Mishneh says that this Magen Mishneh is very strange, because the Magen Mishneh assumed that the Raivet himself said Kal Vachem Alevnis Yisrael Agdeshis. It's not the Raivet's Chidesh Kal Vachem Alevnis Yisrael Agdeshis. This the Loshin of the Sefri, Kal Vachem Alevnis Yisrael Agdeshis. So what do we have to say? Now the Rambam himself says V'im Ro Lassis Kein Yivni Da'afarets. So the Pshat, the Shittes Rambam is that this Gzir Sakosov, that if she is a Chelo, he's not allowed to divorce her, applies, is mentioned in connection with Asteya. So it doesn't apply to an issue. But the Sifri says Kalvachemer that we can learn out in Musar Haskel, Mitzad Mides, if the Torah was marked and mentioned in Nisya Gom, Ligami Fasteya, that was in Ochris and was not in Mizgayeres Mirzeilatei. Allah has come of Yechamo, that we should learn, we should deduce in Musar Haskel, that it's a terrific Arzoris to divorce a wife when she's sick in bed. So that's why the Rambam says, we all ask him to the Acheretz, because of that Kalchina. But according to the Raivet and the Rashbo, this is the Al-Fuse Gmura in the Sifri. And according to the Rambam, when the Sifri says Kalchina on the Israel Adeshes, so it's not the Al-Fuse Gmura. But the Sifri itself tells us in Musar Haskel that we can learn out in Musar Haskel from this Gerasakosov. We see that the Torah was marked even in regard to Yifasteya, who was in Ochris, Allah has come of Echamo, that it's an Arzoris to do it with Nis Yisrael Agdeshes. But vis-a-vis Nis Yisrael Agdeshes, there is no Yisrael. Vis-a-vis Yifasteya, there is a Yisrael. So in other words, so we have in Machlekes, now, and the Raivet says that the Gemara in Ksuvah is not in Alev, that says that if she is a Chelo, so he can give her the Ksuvah and he can divorce her, has reference to a Chelo that is not the Ksuvah. So we have a Machlekes between the Rambam on one end and the Raivet and the Rashbo on the other end, as to whether it's muta to be migaring a woman when she is a Chelo in the first language. Now, I would like to know, what does it mean, Chelo Nifal Islamita? So the question is, the criterion is whether she stays in bed or not. If she wants, she can stay in bed. If she doesn't want, she doesn't stay in bed. So Nifal Islamita doesn't mean that the criterion is the staying in bed. Staying in bed is descriptive of the condition that she is unable to function. If the woman is sick, but she can work, she can function, she can go outside, so then she can function. Then he's allowed to divorce her. But if she's Nefelas Lamito, in other words, she cannot take care of herself. She's Nefelas Lamito. She cannot take care of herself. So then, according to the Raivet and the Rashbo, there is a Nisad Raisi in regard to everyone. According to Rambam, there is no Nisad Raisi. So in Mele, it's Mistaber. Does it make any difference whether the woman is physically sick or she's mentally sick? Nifelas lamito means she cannot take care of herself. So then we have especially sadaraisi or bishilachtu l'nafsho prat v'sheoisochei l'lamito. So then it's also from the garish. So if she is nishtatis, even though she is yechei u'vishmeres gito, but she is in yechei u'vishmeres atzmo. So what if she's not nifelas lamito? On the contrary, if she had been Nifelas Lamito, she wouldn't be so sick. She wouldn't involve herself in so much trouble. Just because she's not Nifelas Lamito, she's in more trouble. So the melee, so it's like if she's mentally sick, so even though she's not Nifelas Lamito, it's just like Nifelas Lamito. Nifelas Lamito means that she can take care of herself. But if she's mentally sick, even though she's not in Islamito, she certainly cannot take care of herself. She's in Yechil Rishmeres Atzmo. So Memele, according to the Raivet and the Rashbo, it comes within the Yisar of Shilach Nafsho. So why did the Chachonim have to be Misakin, especially Chachonim, or Kishulim, Nevelim, Hefker, without it, because Chachonim, it's also with the Raivet of Megarish of Chihuahua. So according to the Rambam, that he holds that this Issa Reise applies only to Yifasteya and in regard to any other woman. It's only an union of Arzoyes of Mides. There is no Issa Reise. So we can understand here the Chachonim are Misakin and Issa. But according to the Rashbo and the Raivet, that there is an Issa Reise in regard to every woman that is Chelo Nifelas Lamito. Nifelas Lamito means she cannot take care of herself. So Nishtati is in Chelo Nishmeres Atzmo. So the more she runs around and she doesn't stay in bed, the more she takes care, the less she takes care of herself.
And the more she's in a position not to be able to take care of herself. So, some of my late should be awesome in the rising. Now, let's see the two. We see them in computers. Now, the Rama also agrees with the Shite of the Rashbo and the Raya. That Mishtate is, even the Eved, it's not, she's not Mikrashis. So, that was the Rehecher of the Ravyo and the Rash. And the Rash as to why we say that even David, well, first of all, they had a Girsay, and they say, Rishayim say that that was the original Girsay. But they, besides that Girsay, so they had the Hechech, that this is the right Girsay. Because they agree with the Shita of the Raimit and the Rashbo, that there is a Nisa of the Rais to be Migamishi. Why? That is Chaylo, Nifel Islamito. That means a Chaylo, who, and Yechel Mishner Asatzim. So whether one is physically sick or mentally sick, as long as you cannot take care of yourself, there is a nisa that I myself being migasha. So the question arose, why did Chachomim have to make a special takone of shalini and herkia that he cannot be migasha? I mean, the rais he cannot be migasha. So the purpose of the takone was not to be misaki that it's also lechatchile. Also lechatchile, it's with the rais. The purpose of the takone was that even the evidence is negative. So if the Chachomim won't misaki, so some of the rice said, but if it was Mikarej, so it's effective. So that was the purpose of the Rama. And you will see that in the Rama says it, in so many words. Avoish, the Yochel Rigal Shalom and Dait, Simon Computers. Avoish and Emeitzi and Yotzele, Lifich Oktanum is Gareshes, Avo Pishim Vedas. אפילו אם קיבל הוביל קדושהו שאין דרייס או יחר שנזכת שו כשאויס הפיקחס ונזכר שו אבל משתתם שנדעס לשבר עצמו או לא יציאנו אפילו אם נדעס לשבר גיטו שאוסו בו אותה כל עשרה חומן כדי שלא יחנו קוראים להקפתיה לפי שאין בדעס לשבר סעצמו וחוס אבל רמבר לפי חומד יכול נעשה אחרת מאחילו ומאשכי משלו ואם החיים נעשה משאיר כסוס ואינו שאין קירה במדעס לא תרמשתם ואין החיים נעשה לרפסו ואם גיר שער איזה מדרשס, ומציא אומן בייסים לחי ועד מטבו, עד כאן, איזה ראש הרמה. ומדברי הרמה נראה שחי וזה נסר, שהוא כוסר שאפילו גיר שחי וזה נסר. Furthermore, he goes one step further than the Raimit and the Rashbo. The Raimit and the Rashbo say that as long as she's, I mean, he cannot divorce her. The Rabbi Chom said he cannot divorce her. So the male is mechuyev to give a mezedes, he's mechuyev to merab her. The Rama says, even if he divorced her, so he's still mechuyev in all the chayves. Sheir and tzus and rifui and everything. Umidim Rama yireh shechayv neseo. Shehu kotav shafin ugir shechayv neseo. Vichol tnari ksuveh, levat mitash mishamito. Sheoseh, diyam repoteh, mayu yivu chachomin mitakanton. What kind of a shayv is it? So the Taz is the Kasha, raises the Kasha against the Rama. What do you mean? The Prichodosh, the Taz, they all raise the question against the Rama. What do you say? The Yamret, Potea, Mayim Chachomim Takanto.
The purpose of the Takone, there are so many Takones that the Chachomim are misakin lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it, but if you did it, it's effective. So why couldn't this Takone be such a Takone? The answer is the Rama agrees with the Shita of the Raivet and the Rajbo that there is a Nisa the Raise to be Migarish and Nisho is a Chelo Nefel Islamito. What does it mean, a Chelo Nefel Islamito? That she can take care of herself. So why did, so my real Chachom is a Kanton. What was the purpose of Chachom is a Kone if we say the evidence is effective? So what was the purpose? That Lechatchila shouldn't do it. So, I mean, you would have made the call. So if there is a Nisa Reise, the Chachomim had to confirm the Nisa Reise. So obviously, since there is a Nisa Reise, the Migarish woman who is Nishtadeis, who is in Chilish Masatzmo. So the purpose of the Takone was that even the Eved should be in effect. That's the Rama Shita. Then the Rama mentions another Rosh. Veit kibim deom rabonon lo yeitzi, לא ימוצא מופיק בו, ולא יגור המגרשס, ואין המגרשס, ובאי לו חי ולסאו, עד כאן. So in other words, so the Rama mentions two Rishaynes. And the Rama, and according to both Rishaynes, even if he was Megarisha,
So he still is mechuyev b'mzei nisar. But according to the first lashon, so migreshes she is legamer, even with rabbanon she is migreshes. But he is mechuyev b'mzeis. He doesn't become relieved of all the obligations that were incumbent upon him before he divorced. But according to the first lashon drama, it's not like the Rav Yoh that in migreshes the eved. Migreshes she is the eved, even with rabbanon she is migreshes. But he remains mechuyev in all the chayves towards his wife. So he says, Rivat mitash v'shamito, because she is his migreshes, so mele is oser. Biyamret poter, ma'ilu chachomim midakanto. So that's one. V'eid, kingdom rabbanon yeitzil imotzim ofiko. V'ligoban migreshes v'migreshes. Now if a husband divorces his wife, and he throws the get to her daladamas, and it's a suffix whether the get fell korev lo or korev lei or korev lo. So she's migreshes and migreshes. So the halacha is that he's mechuyev to support her. He's mechuyev in all the tnoi ksuvi. Like a peso and to give her mizenes, ksus, everything. So he says another reason is
why. Even if he divorced her, he's mechuyev to give her mizenes because ligora migreshes and migreshes. So what is the second question? Is like the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh says that with Rabbanu she is not migreshes. So Mimele, he says, since we see that even in the case of Sofik migreshes, Sofik came migreshes, so where it's possible that she's completely migreshes, so as long as it's not established, bibriras, that she is migreshes, so is Mechuyev to give a mizenes. So mainly in the case where the Raisa she is migreshes, but the Rabbonon she is not migreshes, he's also mechuyev to give mizenes. So that's the second reason. The nafkemina between the first reason and the second reason is, you see, we see from the Ramo says, if he was migalish in status, itim sheite v'itim chaleimo, v'gir shoveis chalameiso, mipnei shoyonira shetishoyakach, v'madril umuvdi. Only in a case where Hoyonira Shetishoyakach, but even if it appeared at the time while she was a Chalemo that she's going to revert back, she's not going to remain sane, and that she's going to revert back to insanity, so then it's Madrino Nukte. Then we force him to remarry. We force him to remarry. What to retake? So that's why? Because Midrabono she is not migreshes. So Mele, we force him to take her back. So Mele, according to the first lotion says the Amret Potamayil Chachom Midakantom. He doesn't say what Rav Yoh says that Midrabono she is not migreshes. According to the first lotion, the Eved she is migreshes legamre. Even Midrabono she is migreshes. But even though she is migreshes legamre, even Midrabono, but the Takonis Chachomim was, and that was the purpose of the Takonim. The Takonis Chachomim was that even if he's Migalasher, he remains Mechuyev in all the Chibes that he was Mechuyev prior to the Rosh. The Moy came, if that wasn't the Takonis Chachomim, so what was the purpose of the Takonis Chachomim? That he's not allowed Mechatrila to Migalasher. That's when the Raisi is not allowed to Migalasher. Vishalachto Linafsho. Vishalachto Linafsho. So the purpose of the Takonis Chachomim must have been that even if he's Migarisha, he still remains obligated. But Mikoresha she is Migamle. So Mele, and he says, Shukos of Shafi Mikir Shachai in the cell, Vihot no Yksuve, Livat Mitash Mishamito Shosa. So that's right, he says, if Midrabonon she had been considered Eino Migreshes, so then there wouldn't be any Mitash Mishamito. Because how were the Chachomim able to be Misakei, Kedushin, Miktamo, or the Ochio, Vimo? So you could raise the question, since Midraise Kedushin is not Eves, so every time he lives with his wife, so it's Bias Nus? The answer is, if the Chachomim are Misakei Kedushin,
If the Chachomim are misakim lishes in Dushin, then it's not a bias nus mit reis. It's not that mit reis it's a bias nus. And mit rabbonon, it's not bias nus. If mit reis it's a bias nus, so it could, the Chachomim wouldn't say that mit rabbonon it's not a bias nus. So how were the Chachomim able to be misakim Dushin? By seimo, al de yovio veimo, but mit reis she's not his wife. So he lives in sin with her. So how were the Chachomim able to be misakin dushin? The answer is, the Chachomim have a keach to be misakin dushin. So maybe the bee is not the bee of Zeus. So it's a bee of Isis, since the Chachomim were misakin. So maybe if, according to the second Loshin, that she is not even migreshes, mit Rabbonon. So Memele, since mit Rabbonon is not mit Gereshes, so it's a be of vicious, so we wouldn't even be also mit Ashmishon. So when in the first Loshin he says, Shafilu Gil Shochai Min Sel Chot No Iksu Al Bad Mit Hashem Mishu Osa, the Amret Potam Ayil Chachom Mit Akantom, because according to the first Loshin the Ramah, so the Takonis Chachomim was only that he cannot relieve himself by divorcing her of all the obligations that he owes her. But if he did divorce her, so it's effective in Rabbanon. So maybe he says, and we don't force him to take her back. Masha'im came according to the second Loshin. That's like the Rabbiyah. So that means that he's, that mit Rabbonon she's not Mikreshes, so mainly it will not be, since mit Rabbonon she's not Mikreshes, so it's not a Bias Nus mit Reise, so it's a Bias Ishes, in the same way as the Bia in the Ektano in Isemo, where she was Mikadeshes Al-Yimo Ve'achio, is not a Bias Nus. And that's why the Rabbo says that only in Gil Shove Yisrael Mosom Tnei Nira Shet Yishoye Kach Mimad Gil Nulte. But if it appeared at the time of the get was given, that loyti shoyer kach, that no probability she will revert back to insanity, then even though we gave her the get based halaymo, so then it's matrilu that then best forces him to take her back. So according to the first Loshin Ramah, she is migreshes ligamre, but still the takonis chachom was in meis mechuyev in all the chayves. Because if that wasn't the essence of the takone, so what was the purpose of the takone? Just to be misakin is not allowed, so be the raisi is not allowed, because of Bishlach to Nafsh. And the second portion he says, no, the takone's chachomim was that the gerashin is not even effective. But according to the first portion, the gerashin is effective. Now we can understand, first let's analyze the sheet of the Rash. According to the Rash, so the machlekes between Rav Yanai and Rav Zeire is in all the three situations of Ogav Gershon, Mishlav, Itim Chom, and Itim Shevi. And according to the Rash of Shad, so in all three situations, everybody is made that the Tuchatchil Yitzosat of Mishlavish. Everybody is made that the Tuchatchil Yitzosat of Mishlavish. But the Shaila is as to whether Ogav Gershon, so as to whether over the Gershon, so whether the Gershon is effective or the Gershon is not effective. There. So according to Rav Yanai, she is Eino Migreshes. Mit Rabbonon, she is still his wife. She is Ishtik Mura mit Rabbonon. According to Rav Yanai, that mit Rabbonon, she is not Migreshes. So that means that Bezdin will force him to take her back, as it appears from the Ramoy. And Rav Zeir and Rav Moneh, they say that the Eretz is Migreshes, but it's also I hesitate to say something that is contrary to what the Bira crosses. But I think that we could say that according to the Rashi Pshat, in the Yerushalmi, so the Mele, they both, because the Rashi agrees with the sheet of the Raivet. Vishalach Lo Nafsho implies in Nisea that you're not allowed to be Migarish a wife If she's a chilo, is a fellow tlamito. That means if she's a chilo, that she couldn't take care of herself. So mele vanishtatis, to the extent that in chilish berasatzmo, it comes within the iser, shalach lenavsh. And both, Rav Zeire and, I mean, Rav Yanai and Rav Zeire can both be made to the Shittes Raya. The Shittes Raya. We don't have to say that Rav Zeire, that Rav Yanai and Rav Zeire are chilek and machleket between the Rambam and the Raya as to whether the Xerzakosim Shlach Lenavcho is the Xerzakosim that applies only to Yifasteya or it applies to everyone. So both could agree with the Shittes Raya in the Rajah. That the Shlach Lenafsho applies to every woman. So mainly the purpose of the Takone was not to assert the body. It's not to assert the body. Because with the Raisin it's also to the body. And even Rav Zeire, Rav Zeire and Rav Mone are made that with the Raisin it's also to the body such a woman. Because of the Issa of Shlach Lenafsho. But if with Raisi it's also to divorce a woman, so then the question arises, so what was the essence of the Takone? So we can say in two ways. Either that the essence of the Takone was that even if he divorces her, she should be Eino Megirashes. This is what Rav Yanai said, that she's Eino Megirashes. So Memele Ova Vikirish, Eino Megirashes. What can Eino Megirashes? Best no force him to take her back. And even though she has no das, she and Gdushin is not Tefes in the Sheita, but since Mid Rabbonon, so the Gedushin was not Chal, so Mid Rabbonon, she is still his wife. So Mimele the Bi is a Bi Asishes, so there is no Iser. So it's not a Bi Asnus, just as there is no Bi Asnus when one marries a Ktano in Seimo al-Di'im of Achio. So according to Rav Yanai, the purpose, in other words, the Chachomim didn't have to be misakel to Asar Bechatchile, because it's also Midrash Bechatchile. So what was the purpose of the Takone? So according to Rav Yanai, the purpose of the Takone was, the whole Takone was, that it's ineffective, Midrabbanan. So Mele, if he is Migarish, Bezdu became famed to take her back. According to Rav Zeire and Rav Mone, Ova Vikire is David Migrashes. Even the Rabbonah is Migrashes. But what was the purpose of the Takone? The purpose of the Takone was that he is Mechuyev to give her Mizenis. Anyway. In other words, the Machlekes, the Ramah has put Mishenis, so that could be the Machlekes between Rav Yanai and Rav Zeire. But both can be made there. To the Raibetz Din of Mishlach Lenafsho, that with Raisi one is not allowed to divorce a wife who is a chelo in the famous Lamito, that means a chelo that cannot take care of herself. That's now. Then the other Nafkimi. The other Nafkimi according to the Rash. If Yesh Lav. If Yesh Lav. So Mimele. So in this case. So everybody is made that Lechatchile. That lechatchile, so he cannot be migarish. He can't be migarish. Because according to the Raibetz Shita, so even if yesh lach, so there is still an issa d'raisa. So lechatchile, he's not allowed, even though she is yesh lach. But and itim chomim itim shita, so even while she's a chaleimo, but if in all probability, a week later, she'll revert to insanity, so it comes within the Issa of Shlach Lenafsho. So what difference does it make whether she will have no one to take care of her today, or she'll have no one to take care of her next week? Does it make a big difference? So it comes within the Issa of Raisi. And what was the purpose of the Takone? What was the purpose of the Takone again? So whether the essence of the Takone consisted in that even the Eved is ineffective, or that the essence of the Takone consisted in that even if he divorces her, so it is effective, and we don't force him to take a bath, but he remains mechuyev in all the chayves, he has to support her and so on. So the Rash could be explained that way. The Ravyo is more difficult than the Rash. So we have to say that according to Rav Yoh, now according to Rav Yoh, so in the case, there is a machlekes in all three cases. But in the first case of Ova Megiyo Shoh, where she has no av, and she's not itim chaleimo v'itim shoito, so then the machlekes, so everybody admits that lechatchile it's awesome. Everybody admits that lechatchile it is awesome. Lechatchile it is awesome. But the question is whether the Emet. So according to the Rav Yoh, so we have to say that Rav Yanai, he says over Vigil Shoh, so even the Emet is not effective. Why? Because there is a takone of Shalina Gomina Hefkea that Goyucha Ligarsha. So everybody is made that there is such a takone. But Rav Yanai holds, we have to say according to Rav Yoh, that Rav Yanai in the Yerushalmi holds that even without the takone of Shalina Gomina Hefkea, it's also with the rise to the Borsa. It's also with the rise to the Borsa. So Mimele, what was the purpose of the takone vis-a-vis a woman who is in Yechil Mishner Esatzmo and has no art? What's the purpose of that comment? That he's not allowed to divorce her, but he's not allowed to divorce her with the raise if she has no art and she's always a shaito. So then it definitely comes with the Nisa of Mishlachto and Afsho. So what was the purpose of the special takone of Shalina Gumenekevkea? So obviously the purpose of that takone was, according to Rav Yanai, that even David, it's not effective. That even David is not effective. And according to Rav Zeir and Rav Mone, as we said, Alim and Rash. So the purpose of the takone was that he remains mechuyev. He remains mechuyev in mizeines, in all the chayes. Now, in regard to the other two cases, of yesh lav, or itim chomim, itim sheyev. So then Rav Yoh says, the Gros says, in the name of the Rav Yoh, that Rav Yoh says that even Rav Yanai is made that the Eved is migreshes. The Eved is migreshes. So why? So we have to say that according to Rav Yoh, if she is yesh lav, then the isa the raise of vishalachto v'nafsho doesn't apply. This is the machleket between the Rav Yoh and the Rash. Because vishalachto v'nafsho is based upon the fact that nifeles lamito. What does it mean nifeles lamito? It doesn't mean nifeles lamito. Nifeles lamito is descriptive of a condition where she can take care of herself. But if she has an av, the av has to take care of her. She is the shoes of Yoh. And the av is the choyev to take care of her. Of her. So then the Issa of Shalach Lenafshah doesn't apply. So but the Takone of Rabbi Yitzchok of Shalinago Minak Hefkea still applies because the Chachomim of Misakeh that is Muskel by everybody. Everybody agrees that the Chachomim of Misakeh in the Takone of Lui Garish Eso in Shtatis because of Shalinago Minak Hefkea in all situations. Whether she is a Sheito that has a father or a Sheito that has no father. So that is considered by everybody that the Takone of Rabbi Yitzchok Shalinago Hefkea applies to a Sheito, to a Nishtatis that has no father, and it applies to a Sheito that has a father. But vis-a-vis a Sheito that has no father, then the purpose of the Takone must be that in the heaven, because in order to ask l'chatchila, it's also l'chatchila with rice anyway. But vis-a-vis a sheito that has a father, so then there was a purpose just in answering it l'chatchila. And the same thing applies to the case of itim cholim itim sheitim. So the mele. So here we cannot say that the whole purpose of the takone vis-a-vis itim cholim itim sheite was that it should be ineffective. How do we know? Because without the takone zachamim, it would be a heter gomor, according to Rav Yoh. it would be a hetakomo according to the rabbio to be regarding she woman that is itim holy mitim shei. The itim holy mitim shei. I mean, why should it be like that after all, if she's likely to revert back? So I suppose that this iser of shilachol nafsho doesn't apply to a woman who in certain intervals will be completely sane, so she'll be able, while she's completely sane, she'll be able to make provision for herself. So the Isa the Raisa of Ishalachtel in Afsho only applies to a woman who is a chelo of Nefeles Lamito, and she will not be in a position to provide for herself. But if she's an itim chelo itim sheito, and let's say every year, let's say, there is 1 month in the year when she reverts to her insanity. So Mimele, the other months of the year, when she's completely sane, she will be in a position of not the Nefeles Lamito, and to provide for her that even in the month that she will revert to insanity, she'll be accommodated and protected. So Mimele, that is a reise of Shlach Nafsho doesn't apply. But there is a takone of Shlial Nehrefker, so the purpose of that takone was only to Aseret Lechatchile. Not Lechatchile. And what's the shite of, or according to Rav Yo, what's the shite of Rav Zeira and Rav Moneh? We say that in the two latter cases, so it's not in Vos Lechatchile, they hold that the whole takone, according to Rav Yo, so the whole takone of Rezit Shlial Nehrefker is limited only to a woman who has no av and who is not itim cholim itim sheite. But that takone does not apply to a woman who is itim cholim itim sheite, so the chachomim won't be misakin, so then there is not even elechatrish. Now, this is how it can explain. Now, there is one more point that I didn't discuss. Now, I mentioned the Rambam says, לפיכוך מניחו בניסה אחרס ומחילו ומשכם משלום. ומשכם משלום. So, ומחיים ניסו שאיכסוס ואינם. But he's מחויב to be, even though he's not מחויב, to spend his own money, and that's the Rambam נשיתו say, in פרגדלת of Lachasishes, but he's מחויב to provide for her. But out of her own funds. What kind of a deal is it? Monefshach. If he's not mechuyev to mizenes, he's not mechuyev mizenes. So why should he mechuyev to do every tirch in the world in order to provide mizenes for him? And it's not on the basis of zdoke. Because if it had been on the basis of zdoke, how is it that the Rambam says, harizim, if he did divorce her, harizim migreshes, umitzio mibesei, v'nechayev lazo etapubo. So he's not even mechuyev to be machil or mashka mishalom. On the basis of Zdoke, because of Zohar Tisalei, so even if he divorced her, there's the Yerushalmi and the Medrash in connection with Rabbi Yisai Aglili, that a divorced woman has a din gdime ligabe mizenes, vis-a-vis other people. Has a din gdime. Here he says, Mitzio mebeisim nechai lazle tabubo. So it means, not on the basis of Zdoke, on the basis of Zdoke, of course he's mechuyev tabuli tabu. So that means that before he divorces her, so he's mechuyev even without recourse to the mitzvah of Zdoke. He's mechuyev to be machilo or mashkem shalom. What kind of a deal is it? Now, where do we find an analogy for this, that a person is mechuyev to be machil or mashkem, another person mishalei, not out of his own funds, but out of the funds of the person to whom he owes an obligation? We find an analogy in the case of Kibda. So there is a machlekes in the Gemara in Dushan, whether Mishal Av, Mishal Ben, and we pass in like the Mandoma, that Mishal Av is not mechuyev to spend out of his own money. So there we find, that's in Kibud. So in other words, we find such an analogy in the chiyuv of Mizenes that are grounded in the chiyuv of Kibud. So the Rambam says, the Rambam says in Perikvov Milchas Mamre, Haloche Gimel, he says, Izeu Kibud, Machel Umashke, Malbish Umchasem Shalom. V'mei momin lo, v'yesh momin li ben, kevinei sevizon ovi v'yime kivmashu yochid. So there is a machlekes l'shem. Some of the shem will say that if ein momin lo, v'yesh momin li ben, then it's kevinei se on the basis of zok. And the av and the em, everything in it. But many of the shem say that it's not only on the basis of zok. As a matter of fact, most Rishayim say that it's not just on the basis of Zdoki. On the basis of Zdoki has to be omit. So there are certain shurim, but this is on the basis of Kibdat. But the Mandoma who says Mishalav, so he's not Mechuyev, if the father has money and he can accommodate the father out of the father's funds, he's not Mechuyev to spend his own money. But if the father doesn't and he has, then on the basis of Kibdat he's Mechuyev to spend. Now, what's the Shittas Rambam in regard to Kibdav? So that is my man assumes that the Shittas Rambam is, and when the Rambam says, V'imei momen la'av, v'yish momen li'ben, kifinesi v'zon obi v'imei kifmashu yocheil, and he doesn't mention to ligor ha'me'achir. Some of the Shittas say, to ligor ha'me'achir. The Rambam doesn't say ligor ha'me'achir. So that is my man assumes that it's on the basis of Kibdav. So anyway, so we see that where the chiyuv is based upon kibbut, so then in regard to kibbutav, there is a halacha of mishalav. Mishalav. But if the father has, so then he's not mechuyev to use his own. If the father doesn't have and he has, then it's a machlekes l'shem whether he's mechuyev mitzat kibbut or not. Now, besides the chiyuv of mizenis of sherok susam minoso milikra, the Rambam passes like the Mandoma that mizenis is the rice, saying mizenis the chair and susam kimashmoe. So it's the rice. Besides the chiyuv of mizenis that is implicit in the essay of kimishul habonis yasavo or in the lab of sherok susam minoso milikra, so there is a chiyuv of kibbut likav yuwife. I mean, this is not just an inyan of Musa. The Gemara in Yevomes mentions the pasuk in Divrei HaKadosh. Migufom ve'amchavdim yesa migufom. So, all of HaKadosh Avinu. Now, the Rambam mentions that la'aloche. This din. Birchtesvov, I think. Haloche Yutes. V'chemitzivu chachomi shiodo mechabel desishte yeisa mikupei ve'yei ava tibut. V'im yesh limomein marbe v'tilboso kifimomeine. So, one could say, mechabdo yeisa mikupei means just showing respect to her, talking to her with respect. That is also included. But you see that the Rambam says, that's not a question of respect. So in other words, this chiyuv of kibbut that is based upon a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah, and the Rambam says, so it's a real chiyuv. It's not just an inyan of midas. This is a real chiyuv. So is a kibbut analogous to the kibbut of kibbutz avichai v'simcha? The kibud of Kabbalah Zemicho Semecho does not manifest itself in talking with respect. Talking with respect to a father comes within the mitzvah of Ishimei Vorif Tero. It does not in any way come within the mitzvah of Kabbalah Zemicho Semecho. So Kabbalah Zemicho Semecho implies kibud of Machileu, Mashkeu, Machnisei, Meitzie, to take care of it. But, according to Mandoma Mishalav, V'chol HaPoches, when the father has, he is not mechuyev to spend his own, but he's mechuyev to do everything to accommodate him with food, with clothing, with dire, with everything. I mean, to be at night in order to accommodate the father or the mother with food and with clothing and with everything. So memele, the chiyuv of kibud of ishtei, so includes that kind of kibud also. This is what the Rambam means when he says, "Lifichoch manicho v'nisei acheres u'machilo u'mashke mishalo." So it could very well be that just as in regard to kibud av ein,
So we say only Mishalav. But the Rambam says, if the father doesn't have, and the mother, and the son, and the father doesn't have, and the son has, then he's mechuyev, and according to that, goes maimin, not on the basis of tzedakah only, but on the basis of kibudav. So in regard to ishtay, true that the halacha of kenkia b'mendas loderim hasheitim b'bayisechot is mafkia the chayv of sheyok susa v'noso v'yikra, because it's one chayv, sheyok sus v'eina is one chayv, and since it's impossible to fulfill eino with sheitim, so mele it's hafkoye of the chayv of sheyok sus also. That's the pshat in the Rambam. So it's only afkoye of the chiyuv of mizeines that emanates from the posik of kemishvut abones yasalo sheyok susa nosol yikra, but it's not mafkia the chiyuv of kibud. She's insane. That doesn't mean that he has to. He doesn't have to be mechaveder. And chaved doesn't mean just to talk with respect. If the kibud had consisted just with talking with respect, so if she's insane, it's not shy to say talking with respect. I mean, she doesn't even appreciate it. But the kibbut here includes the kibbut of kabbis of yichav esemecho, of machleyu, mashkeyu. You see that the Rambam says, v'im yesh lo momen marder b'tevosa kifu momeni. So this kind of kibbut, so even if it's yef she'aloder imashinti m'vayizachot, it's not afkoye of the chiyuv of kibbut. So mainly it could be that just as in regard to kibud av, I mean it's not muchach, there could be a big difference between kibud av ein, which is a misusese deraise, and the chiyuv of kibud of ishtei, which is based upon a posik in the kabbalah. So there could be a difference, but it's possible that just as in regard to kibud av ein, even though the halacha is, as the Rambam paskens, that we shall have, but only if the father has, so he's not mechuyev to spend any money from his pocket. But if the father doesn't have and he has, he's mechuyev on the basis of kibudav. So here too, when the Rambam says he means he's relieved of the chayv of sheyok susa v'nos l'yikra, but of the chayv of kibud, of the chayv l'chabdo yisa mikufei, he's not relieved. So mele, but so that the Rambam says machilu mashke mishalo. It's very likely that according to the Rambam, if she doesn't have, the Rambam obviously has reference to a woman who has some funds. Otherwise, he wouldn't say machilu mashke mishalo. She has nothing. But if she doesn't have and he has, it's possible that just as in regard to kibudav, there is a chiyuv of kibudav, even mishal ben. So here too, there is a chiyuv of mishal bal, but not on the basis of sheyok susa v'nos l'yikra, not on the basis of no yiksuve, but on the basis of the chiyuv of kibud v'gavish. So that's only shayach as long as she remains undivorced. But the moment he divorces her, and the Rambam paskens that the Eved is effective, of course, and from the point of view of Tzedakah, of Zohar the Sali, the Rambam doesn't discuss it here. So he has to be in a special position, Omid. But as long as he doesn't divorce her, so even if he's not Omid, so he's Mechuyev to support her on the basis of Kibbut. Not on the basis of Sheikh Sussanos Yikra. So since on the basis of Kibbut, he says, Machino Mashkim Shalom. But it's possible that if she doesn't have and he has, then on the basis of Kibbut, he's Mechuyev to be Machino Mashkim. Sorry. Next week, Rav Karmel will give an Ichavure on the Indian of Chirin Rabbi Gershon at 3 o'clock. The two Chirin Rabbi Gershon. The Chirin Rabbi Gershon shall be Gersh Bal Kocho and the Chirin Rabbi Gershon shall be Nisa Shtei Noshi. And I mean, the difference between the two chachomim, I mean, what should be done if it is mishtatis, and so now you certainly cannot be mikdash because now shalom daito. Okay, so what could be done? Whether it could be mizaki al yacher? He'll discuss that next Sunday at 3 o'clock.